Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Time now for Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Kevin Adams is going to be back. Lindy Ruff is going to be back as head coach. I've heard they've begun to look around for a senior advisor to work with Kevin Adams. And I heard this person will report to Kevin Adams, but they'll work with Kevin Adams. And it's someone who's been in the GM chair before, or someone who's been in a big chair before. That's what they're looking for, to add some experience to their front office. But they will report to Adams. Adams reports to Terry Pegula. I've also heard that Eric Staal will be joining the organization. Mm. Kevin Adams and Eric Staal have a history. Of course, they played together in Carolina. The Sabres have been looking for some new blood to help them make some decisions and look at things in a bit of a fresh way. I don't know when they're going to be announcing this, but I've heard that Eric Staal will be joining the organization as well.
Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts. Josh is taking the executive decision to make that worst call Wednesday.
Just the Staal part.
Okay, just the Staal part?
Mostly, but I want to get the whole thing in there.
All right, I accept. We'll make that the worst call for the week. And one of the worst calls you could make is skipping your recommended cancer screenings. Learn more about potentially life-saving screening recommendations and guidelines. Visit roswellpark.org/screening. And by the way, Sal Capaccio has stepped into the studio. Thank you to Sal for being here early.
Hi.
You were just here anyway.
I was here.
Did you see the bat signal, the Sal signal in the sky when Jeremy had to leave? He's like, I got him in there.
No, a couple things. So I actually had to take Max into school this morning. Normally, Yana does that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, why don't I get take him in? And I have a meeting after my show anyway, ends at noon. So I plan on coming in today. Sometimes I'm at Studio Capaccio, so I'm planning on coming in. And on the way in, a couple things happened. Number one, I heard you come on and say Jeremy had to duck out. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, okay, well, when I get there, maybe, you know, if Joe wants, I can step in. And then I don't know how all of you people do it, but I had to take a different route here today because of taking Max in and going, you know. Okay. I always hear about, I know the big blue water tower going out, like going kind of, I guess that would be.
If you're going
from
towards
from Tonawanda to Cheektowaga, right?
Yeah.
That's always tough.
Yeah.
It was like coming this way, the other.
Oh,
like where the Niagara Falls, where the thruway, where it starts kind of right there, and going where the water tower's on your left and coming over Main Street's on your right, Sheridan's on your right.
It curves out right and comes back.
It took me, I'm like, I would go insane if this was every day I had to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a normal occurrence for that traffic pattern that way, but it was on the GPS just red for 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, man, I never get in traffic like this.
I wouldn't know because, right, I've never. I live one of the most spoiled traffic lives in America, I'm sure. I mean, I'm coming in at, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour when there's nobody on the roads. And then I'm leaving after everybody's at work. So nobody's on the roads. And this isn't a bad traffic city in the first place.
No, it's a great traffic city.
Yeah, like when I'm listening to podcasts and stuff, like, well, I'm listening to Dan Lebatard, you know, last week, and they're talking about Miami traffic. It's just like, dude. I don't know. I can't relate to any of
it
this.
It is.
Any of this.
Yeah. I was down in Florida a couple weeks ago, last month, West Coast, like a little south of Sarasota, smaller towns, not big cities, just a nightmare because there's so many what we call snowbirds, right? People who go down there for the winter months to live and have places, and it just fills up, and the lights take forever, and the traffic is terrible, and everywhere you go is at least a 40-minute drive to go somewhere, whereas here, if you go longer than 20 minutes, it's a long ride in Western New York.
That's right.
Right? So when you're stuck in traffic for 15 to 20 minutes here in Buffalo, it's kind of crazy.
That should almost be on the sign. Welcome to Buffalo. You can get anywhere you want in 25 minutes.
That's exactly right. I agree with that 100%.
Really should be.
Yes.
So some stuff to get to. We can catch up, reset on some of our conversations from earlier. Sal had a thought on our lawn mowing conversation from the 6 a.m. hour. And I am realizing I am very much in the minority on this. And I'm not saying I don't like mowing the lawn. I have no problem mowing the lawn. I've just never thought about it being an activity that I like or enjoy. I'm fine with it, but Jeremy likes it. Bulldog is tweeting that if you change the poll from do you like lawn mowing to love it, you still would vote yes. Sal came in, first thing he said to me, he's like, I love mowing the lawn.
Love it. I'm in a battle right now with my wife because sometimes it goes too long because our schedules, I can't mow the lawn during the day. We got, Max has baseball at night or whatever.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit, she's like, hey, we should just really hire someone to do some landscaping this year and they can cut the lawn. I'm like, no, that is my thing. I am mowing the lawn. She's like, but if we're going to hire somebody, I'm not going to pay them to not do that part of it.
Right.
Right. Like, because we have other things I'm not like this green thumb. I don't plant things. I don't grow things. Yeah. Only thing I do out there is mow the lawn.
That's
totally fine with hiring a landscaper. Like, I have no problem with that because I am not that guy at all.
But you got the lawn.
But I want the lawn.
You get the lawn.
Don't touch the lawn. I want to do that. I like, you know why? Usually when you mow the lawn, it's hot out or nice and warm, and you can get outside for a little while. And Joe, I put my headphones on. I either listen to music, I listen to a podcast of some sort that I want to catch up on what's going on in some NFL world. And I just get lost in my space and I love it. And I don't ride. I push. I have a push mower.
Yeah, but have you rode before?
Yeah, but I don't have it. I live in the city. We don't have a big enough yard to do the riding mower. So I just push.
Yeah, maybe I would. I like the push mower. I've got an electric one with like the batteries in it.
Okay,
and that's fine. I wonder if I would like it more if I had a riding mower.
I will say, my dad, when we had the cottage up in Canada, still we had a riding mower. He would go at it with the lawn for like it was every Sunday, like ritual level.
Okay.
Like, bring a little mini cooler on the tractor. Like, I'm gonna be on this mower for the next 4 hours.
Nobody
come talk to me.
Yes.
I'm gonna sit here.
Like,
and
it's our time to kind of just get away from the world a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And he's still to this day, like, we no longer have the cottage up in Canada, but I mow the lawn at home, but we've got, we live on a corner, so we've got the backyard and then we've got the side on the big street we live on and then the other side and our front lawn. I do the rest of that, but he insists I still want to do the backyard. I got to do something.
What sparked the conversation?
You if you do it all.
Because I mowed yesterday.
That's what
Okay.
I don't even remember if Jeremy said he did. I mowed our lawn yesterday, though, because I thought it was dry enough to get away with it, and it was so high.
Ooh, yeah.
The grass was like, because it had rained for, 4 days, 5 days in a row, so it had been tough to do it. That was what sparked it all.
And then as I'm mowing it, I get mad when I get a text. So I got to go check the phone because I put the phone down somewhere. I want to have my music on. I'm like, man, I'm trying to mow the lawn. Don't text me, but you got to check it in case something's wrong.
That's you time.
That's my time. In the bullpen, AC Man says he will cut my grass for me. I don't want you to cut my grass,
right,
AC Man. And then Jerry says, Sal does not like yard work or putting furniture together. All right. That is absolutely true. The only yard work I like is mowing the lawn. Otherwise, I don't love yard work, and I absolutely despise putting any sort of furniture together. It is one of my number one things where I'm like, I am not doing that.
The difference there would be, because if you're doing yard work, like, you can do the same thing. Like, you're outside, you put your headphones in, you listen to music or podcasts, but mowing the lawn, there is more of like, I don't have to think about anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't. It's like
just
watching. It's like watching a game show. Just like mindless entertainment.
Except when Giannis says to me, "Can you make the yard look like Yankee Stadium outfield with all the patterns?"
See, I couldn't do that.
No, I can't.
I could probably try and come close, but
she doesn't really ask that. But we've talked about it. It would be amazing.
All right. Well, you are not in the minority at all, as I mentioned, because it's like 82% on our poll says they say they like mowing the lawn.
Good. Love that.
So most people are in agreement with that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Want to get some hockey first before we get back to the Bills?
And then your Eric Staal point was interesting.
Yeah.
You really, really despise Eric Staal. I realize just, that.
It's the whole team.
While I was listening on the drive-in.
It's that whole team. Stahl's definitely near the top of the list for it. So I don't think it's that big a deal at all that he's going to work in the organization. But it doesn't make me feel good. And it's a team that doesn't make you feel good already. So just to add any little bit of it'd be like if, I don't know, you hated the Dolphins growing up, right?
Yeah.
Who, like Mark Clayton? What if during the drought they had hired him in the front office? How would that feel?
See, I'm totally different than you on this. Like, I just don't, at that point, it's like, okay. Like,
you're over it?
You're over it. They're part of you now. Like, I think there's a great example of this with Brandon Spikes.
Brandon Spikes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick Bill's called linebacker. Brandon Spikes a punk.
Okay.
After a game.
Okay.
Okay.
When Spikes was in New England?
Yes.
Okay.
He called him a punk after a game. Like, said it on publicly, like after the game in an interview or press conference or whatever.
Yeah.
And like 2 years later, he's his teammate. Or I think they played together, actually, if the timeline is right. And like Brandon Spikes comes to Buffalo and you're like, yeah, that's our guy. After the quarterback, who's beloved here, called him a punk because he hit him late or something like that, right? Brian Cox, of course, we all know, the number one villain. His son plays for the Bills.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, we'll accept you into our family now. Like, even though it's your dad, yeah, we'll all, you know, come together. It's all good. That does not bother me at all.
What if Brian Cox, though, had worked for the Bills? Would that be different?
It would have been okay. I mean, he would have been
Sure?
I think so.
Like 2004, they hire Brian Cox to be like the assistant general manager.
Yeah, I think then you're like, you know what? To me, it's like, that person decided we were better than what they had. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it more from a perspective of, yeah, that's right. You left that team to come to us. Yeah.
That's probably a much more well-tempered way to treat this whole situation is to not worry about, especially when it's like a do-nothing job, I'm sure. He's not going to be the GM.
I mean, I can't think of,
yeah.
Like, I hated the Red Sox growing up. And then Wade Boggs played for the Yankees and won a World Series.
I bet there are rivalries. Sabres Hurricanes, I'm sure, does not graduate to this for most people. But there are definitely rivalries where it would be unacceptable, right? Like, there are better versions than this. I remember just seeing Penguins fans on Twitter to this day being mad that they let Ron Hextall be the GM. Because they hated the Flyers and they hated Ron Hextall. And he was a very hated player, even though he was a goalie. So, like, there would be lines you wouldn't cross. Like, Derek Jeter would never work for the Red Sox. I'm sure of it.
You don't think so?
And if he did, I'm sure Red Sox fans would hate it. Don't you think?
I think Jeter's a tough one. I think Jeter has a lot of respect, right? Like, Jeter's a tough one.
Okay, so, like,
you know what I mean? Like,
A-Rod.
Yeah, you're right.
They wouldn't want A-Rod. Is there a Red Sox you would never want running the Yankees?
Running the Yankees, Red Sox.
Like, you would have a tough time getting over... That guy is working for me.
No. I'd be like, all right, come join us. Make us better.
Like Jason Veritek.
He'd be kind of up on the list if there were guys like that, but that's not one of them.
All right.
You know, like, even afterwards, okay, Pedro. Pedro would be one. Like,
Pedro.
Think, right?
Yeah.
But I actually, you know, after Pedro kind of retired, you're like, yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
You know, but he's pushing down Don Zimmer and the fight and all that. Like, if he comes to the Yankees 2 years later, you're like, come on now, what are we doing, right?
Right. But if a decade has passed, or at this rate, I mean, it's been 18 years since that Sabres-Hurricane series. And he also did play for the team. He did play for the team. I hated that he did. I hate that jersey exists, but he did play for the team. So it's already kind of happened. All right, 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get to some Bills here. If you got a thought on this discussion, like, is there a guy you would never want working for your organization? You can get on that, too, if you want. Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Hey, Joe, I'm jealous of you, man, for not being able to sit in traffic ever in your life. That seems like that's all I do, living outside of Philadelphia. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's tough.
I tell you what, there's an underrated traffic city. I didn't realize this till about a month ago, and that's Atlanta. Sal, you ever been down there and been in their flow of traffic?
I haven't. My parents lived in Marietta for about a couple of years, and I've been down there.
My wife has gone down there for work, and I think she's talked about there's like a circle around maybe the airport. Like, there's a highway where you could actually like go around, like by accident. Like, yeah. It's kind of confusing almost.
It's nuts. Ten lanes, and the airport, that's on another level too. But yeah, just a different world down there. But my question to you, Sal, is, I mean, the one thing I thought going into the offseason is we needed to build the defensive front and the defense in general, and it looks like we've done that with the defensive line. I, last year, had a lot of promise in Dwayne Carter elevating his game and being a bright spot down the road on the defense. But now with all these pieces, where do you see a Dwayne Carter fitting in with us?
Well, I think Dwayne Carter is a regular rotational piece. He's one of your top four guys. I have a hard time not seeing that. He was a third-round pick, right? Third-round pick of a year ago. Because of Ogunjobi's suspension, he really goes into this year before the draft as one of your top three guys. Oliver Jones-Carter, and you could argue maybe even top three after Ogunjobi. But then you draft Sanders, you draft Walker. Yeah, I just don't see anybody kind of coming in over the top of him. I think Dwayne Carter is, in fact, Brandon Bean said, during the draft, now this is before they actually drafted Deion Walker, he said right now we see Dwayne Carter as maybe the backup one technique.
Right.
They believe in him being able to do a lot of things. So I think Dwayne Carter, who by the way won the softball home run derby championship on Sunday at the Micah Hyde charity softball game, I have no question about, if your question is like where does Dwayne Carter fit on the roster?
Yeah.
My answer is, as the number three or four at worst defensive tackle at this point.
That, I think, is fair for him to be penciled in right now. Is it not? Well, I mean, a lot would have to happen for this, where he could get buried down the depth chart a little bit if a lot of other things really go well. Like, they brought in Ogunjobi for a reason. He's a veteran, and he's played well in the past. And then it comes down to, like, what are you getting out of Deion Walker? You could get anything, right? You could get him showing up and being a stud, because he's huge and maybe he's healthy from the back injury, or you could get him not playing at all this year. And I don't think that would even be surprising. So there's a couple other wild cards at that position that I think could impact him. How much do you get from those two, especially? Yeah. Ogunjobi, who will miss 6 weeks. That's the other thing, though, is like Ogunjobi's going to miss 6 weeks. I think Carter's got a real opportunity in the first part of the year if he just comes out and looks good. Ogunjobi comes back off suspension, you know, like they're going to keep Carter as a part of the regular rotation. But if he doesn't, like if he has a tough start to the year and now Ogunjobi comes back healthy, like that could be a tough sign for Carter. But I'm not thinking like he's in trouble going into the year.
I will tell you, I think last year what happened was, this is a lot like your Kincaid discussion with Joe earlier, right? Like where fans are on these guys in a different way. The same thing with Carter, because remember, Carter gets hurt. He was starting to show some flashes.
The Houston game, he had a big
right?
sack.
And right? then he comes, and then he gets hurt, the wrist injury, like 10 wrist injuries last year.
Right.
And he comes back, and he never got back on the field, really. He was a healthy scratch, really, at the end of the year. And I will tell you, just from kind of putting pieces together, talking to people, I think a big reason was that wrist injury just really impacted his type of game. He's the kind of guy that he's got to get his hands on you. He's got to be able to move you around. He's not, you know, he's a defensive tackle, and he's a little bit undersized for a one technique. You want to play three and penetrate. That's fine. But that injury, I think, really kind of took its toll on him after he came back, Joe, and I think that's a big reason why. It's not like Keon Coleman saying he wasn't the same player, he wasn't physical enough, and all these things we talk about. I think just the nature of that injury to his position really hurt him.
Yeah. We talked a little earlier with Joe about last year's draft class and how much impact you could expect from it this year, which is very up in the air, right? Like, Coleman and Bishop are going to get opportunities to play. We just talked about Carter. And you know Ray Davis's role, I think. Yeah. So, and then you got a lot of draft picks after that where, like, I don't know, like it's kind of a dart throw right now if any of them turn into anything. Joe likes Tylan Grable, you know. Some people have, like, Van Praan Granger.
Well, I mean,
I don't think those guys...
he won the swing tackle job last year.
Right.
He beat out Ryan Vandermark.
Right.
And then he got hurt. And then when he came back, he went back into that role. Like, they like him. They like him a lot.
He kind of won the job twice.
He did.
So
that's right.
It's right. Maybe you've got a couple good depth players, Solomon at the bottom there. And we'll see. You guys go from year one to year two and take steps forward all the time.
Yep.
So let's go to Rob in Connecticut next. What's up, Rob? You're on with with Joe and Sal.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Sal. It's always great catching up with you guys. You guys are bringing back memories about cutting the grass. I'll try to make a long story short. When I was 13 years old, my dad taught me how to cut the grass. And when I started cutting our own grass, people would notice. And I started making money that way in the neighborhood. And, you know, I got so good at it. It was like looking at the standing back and looking at the lines in the grass and making sure everything looked perfect. And then eventually later on, you know, I loved cutting my own grass. And then I got a job working on a golf course, cutting the fringes and cutting the tees and, you know, just putting those earbuds in and being out on the golf course all day from like 6 a.m. till 2. And then after I was done, I would go to my car, grab my clubs, put my shoes on and go out and play golf for free. It was the greatest. But cutting grass, I miss it. You know, obviously everybody out there knows Rob from Connecticut's blind, so he can't, you know, do those things anymore. But you guys brought back a lot of memories and, you know, cutting grass is very relaxing and making those perfect lines was odd. Even edging and weed whacking. It was great. It was a great feeling. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you guys are doing. I love listening to you. Can't wait till the season starts. And also, as far as hockey, I'm rooting huge for Winnipeg. That was one of the greatest games that I got to listen to the other night. All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Rob, for the call. Winnipeg's a popular answer, I think, right now for who people are rooting for.
Oilers for me. Was happy they won last night. Went to bed. I went to bed when they were up. They were down 2-1 at the end of one.
Yeah.
Got up this morning. I looked. I did not expect them to win. They won 4-2.
I mean, they're down 2-0.
I mean. It's clear. I think you guys talked a while ago, you and Jeremy, about is Josh like the next person who needs to win a championship or something? Yeah. It's McDavid, really, over Josh even, isn't it? In sports?
It might be
Josh now because he won the MVP. But man, McDavid is the best in the world.
I think you can make a good argument for either one of them. But McDavid being the reason why I would maybe pull Allen even with McDavid is even though McDavid is different from Josh in that he is definitively the best in the world. Like, he is the best. You could argue Allen is. Allen's won MVP.
Yes.
But you would put other guys on his level. Mm-hmm. McDavid, it's tough to put anybody up there with him.
Agreed.
But it's more of a team sport.
And he also came in the league 2 years in his league before Josh came into his league.
But
3 years.
But it is a lot easier for a quarterback to lift his entire team up in ways that I don't think a center in hockey can. You know what I mean?
Like,
you got to have more things working for
you. And when you win in football as a quarterback, it is that, like, that's the prestigious, like, that's the guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In hockey, yeah, you get it. The Mark Messiers of the world, that happens to Wayne Gretzky's. But it's like, not regarded like that. You're right.
Because
they're
McDavid
not going on the ice and asking Connor McDavid, what are you doing? I'm going to Disney World, right? That's what they do for the quarterback who wins in football, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But that's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is, as you know, Zach Hyman, he's a big Bills fan, gotten to know Zach and his family over the years. Zach Hyman, him and his family own the Brantford Bulldogs, I think their name is?
OHL? OHL.
They own the Brantford team. Like that, he's the owner of the team. You know who the coach is?
Who?
Jay McKee.
Okay, right. That's right. Yeah.
So that'd be cool. I just think that's a cool tie-in.
I do. I agree. Yeah, that question for me, there's three guys on the top tier. Like, who's got to win next? It's Allen, it's Lamar Jackson, and it's McDavid.
Yes.
And maybe I'm leaving somebody out, but those three would all be like on the same tier for me. 803-0550 is the phone number. I've had a thought on the NBA playoffs to get to. Maybe we save that for Extendo Sports because I've been teasing this turnover stat that I looked up on the Bills and get to that as well. Sal's in for Jeremy through the rest of the show. Extra Point Show, too, coming up at 10 o'clock.
And we're going to have Adam Crowley of Pittsburgh, morning radio host, to talk about this big trade.
Okay.
He's going to join me today.
We should talk about the Steelers, too, because I think they're in such a weird place right now with quarterback and the whole roster and everything. So that's all coming up. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
How are you positioning as the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a quarterback? Beyond Aaron Rodgers, beyond Mason Rudolph, how are you positioning? The waffling has happened because you've had good enough play to always be picking 20th or lower tier, and you can't get these guys. Make no moves up in the draft. I thought Shedeur Sanders would be the pick because of a young quarterback, and maybe you hang your hat on him progressing and becoming the franchise guy. Then that was gone. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they've been waffling, and I, for the life of me, can't understand what the quarterback situation future looks like.
That is Marcus Spears on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who today traded George Pickens to Dallas for a third-round pick and then a pick swap later. By the way, that Eric Staal report from Friedman earlier, that has now been made official by the Sabres. He is going to be special assistant to the general manager.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Very Dwight Schrute-esque title. Assistant to the general manager, not assistant general manager.
I mean, you know what's going to happen, right? And maybe you're in this boat. Maybe, oh my God, you know, what are they doing? Does this really matter in any respect?
No,
like, it doesn't. It's just somebody who they're hiring,
yes,
who wants to be a general manager, wants to work, and he has a relationship with this particular general manager, mm-hmm, so he's in the organization. I don't think there's anything to be super wowed about, of course. I don't think there's anything super upset about, to be quite honest with you here.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, other than the fact that he played for the team you hated.
I want to be emotional about something involving them.
Yes, I get that part of it.
That's not to say it's fake.
No, that's right. From the hockey side for the Sabres, I don't think there's anything to be upset. But from you and your emotional fandom of the team, I understand that.
It's just like the only emotion I have is the nostalgic emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about the 06 Hurricanes, or, you know, I very much enjoy looking at Tim Connolly breaking Daniel Alfredson's ankles from game one 18 years ago. That was the anniversary yesterday, which means today would be the anniversary of game two, Sabres and Senators, which I got to admit, I don't know that I remember anything
in
about that game. 07
or 06?
06.
06?
They win in 5. What is game 2? They must win it because they get up 3-0 in the series.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Why don't I remember what game 2 is? Game 3 is Dumont in overtime.
Game 1 was on the 5th. Game 2 was on the 8th.
Oh, so okay, it's not even the anniversary.
No, tomorrow would be game 2.
What happened in game 2? They won?
They
won, for sure.
Yes. You don't remember?
No.
In Ottawa, they win 2-1. They were up 2-0.
Okay.
Dumont and Hecht, and then Chris Phillips scores.
Okay.
All goals in the second period, nothing after that.
Right.
Kind of a nondescript game,
like an uneventful game.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I don't remember anything about it. Anyways, so Marcus Spears there on the Steelers a little bit. Let's talk about the Steelers for a minute, because they trade Pickens. I actually kind of feel like they did well in the deal. Getting a third-round pick for a guy that is pretty good, but he is not a true number one receiver in the NFL. And The team acquiring him has to pay him because he's got 1 year left on his deal.
But apparently that's not going to happen right now.
Right.
So they're,
which is why I feel like they did well, because Dallas is paying a third for potentially only 1 year of George Pickens.
If he does really well, they could franchise tag him. That's a lot of money for a receiver.
Right.
They could still negotiate with him, no doubt. But apparently, from what I've read this morning, the Cowboys and Pickens are not going to move forward with a contract right now.
Right.
So he'll play on the last year of his deal.
So I think they did well in the trade. But, like Matt Miller tweeted this out from ESPN, this is the worst roster Mike Tomlin's ever had in Pittsburgh.
And it's interesting.
He's probably right. This is going to be the ultimate test of, is that team is going to automatically win 9 games every year? Because the roster is not what it's always been. And more importantly than anything, Mason Rudolph is really going to be their quarterback? Or are you buying that this is they will sign Rodgers?
So on the way in here, you know what I actually did? Because I wanted to get somebody from Pittsburgh on.
Yeah.
I checked in on our stream. Hey, we're on YouTube, by the way. Hi, Bullpen. You know what else? The fan in Pittsburgh, they do the same thing. I went to their stream. And I watched Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, and they talked about this very thing. And the tweet from Matt Miller said, worst Steelers roster in Mike Tomlin's era. Crowley said, that's not true. 2019 was not a great roster. Mm-hmm. And he went back to some of the guys he was thrown to and, you know, who they had in the roster. Either way, the point is, what I thought was really fascinating was, and I'll have Adam Crowley on 11 a.m. on the Extra Point Show. Adam Crowley said, okay, so what's going to happen here is people are going to see something like that, and they're going to wind up maybe getting Rodgers. They're still going to win some games, and oh my God, Tomlin's amazing. Look what he did with this terrible roster. And it's going to kind of be that cycle again.
I wonder what his coach of the year odds would be with all that being said. Like, Tomlin getting this team to the playoffs would be like seen as like his greatest accomplishment, other than winning a Super Bowl. His greatest accomplishment.
I still think Rodgers is their quarterback, right?
I don't know how to predict him at all. I mean, the problem is he doesn't really have anywhere else to turn right now. You know, everyone's got their quarterback room. I believe all the reporting that indicates he wanted Minnesota. Minnesota is ready-made for him. They got the best receiver in football and a great coach, and they improved their defense a lot this offseason, too. I can understand why he'd want to go there, but they don't want him. So what are you going to do? He'd go to Cleveland and join that six-way quarterback competition if he wants. But it's Pittsburgh or retirement, and I don't know how to predict him. Is the Steelers' lack of doing anything else at quarterback an indication that they believe Rodgers is going to sign? Because they didn't.
I think it has to be, right?
They didn't pick Shadur
Sanders. Or at least
Sanders.
They know he, like you said, they know he can't do anything else.
Right.
It's either like, hey, you want to come here, but if you want to come here, that's fine. We can sign you, but, you know, we're going to go forward with what we have. Can you name right now, how many Steelers wide receivers can you name right now on their current roster?
Oh, man. I mean, Metcalf.
Yes.
I know one other only because I saw a list they put up earlier in ESPN that Robert Woods is on the Steelers.
He might be he's their number three, I think. Calvin Austin III is their number two. Maybe Robert Woods is their number two. Their top three receivers,
Calvin Austin III,
are DK Metcalf, clearly number one, Calvin Austin III, Robert Woods, and then you have Roman Wilson, Scotty Miller, Ben Skronik, Brandon Johnson, and Lance McCutcheon. That is their wide receiver room.
There is nothing there after Metcalf.
Would you trade the Bills wide receiver room for that wide receiver room?
No, I would not. No. All the wide receiver talking last week, I like the Bills receiver room. I don't think they have a true number one, but whatever. I think they're one through five. I like their room. And I would say the Steelers have a better number one than the Bills do, and I think number two through five are all advantage Bills.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, yeah, I would take the Bills room. And I would also expect, I mean, who's still out there? Amari Cooper is still out there. Keenan Allen is still out there. Mm-hmm. Aren't they definitely going to sign like one of those two guys?
So Doran Dickerson on the Fan of Pittsburgh this morning said he believes they're going to make a trade for a wide receiver. The guy that they keep bringing up in Pittsburgh is DJ Moore, because apparently the Cowboys were trying to trade for DJ Moore.
What are they doing? They traded for Metcalf already.
I don't know.
Pickens.
That's who Doran Dickerson said that they would be. He thought that they could possibly be targeting.
Well, good luck with that, because the Bears have a young quarterback. They're not going to want to take away his number one receiver.
Right.
Ben Johnson's probably not. I can't speak for Ben Johnson, what he likes in his offense.
They went out and got, what did they do? They have a Dunze.
They drafted Luther Burden.
And they drafted the tight end, Colson Loveland.
Colson Loveland.
Right? They drafted him.
Yeah.
So they got some pass catchers. who knows? It's a new regime, right? Head coach wise, at least. But I agree with you. Like I think, why would they do that? But that's the name that they kept popping up. And also, by the way, you know the Steelers, the Pittsburgh is hosting the draft next year, okay?
Right.
The 2026 right. draft. And if you look at what they've done, they have loaded up draft picks for next year. In a weird way, it feels like they're almost playing for the draft next year than they are for the season.
Ooh, are they tanking?
I'm not going to go that far.
Not going to go to tanking, but...
I'm not going to tank because they did go out and get DK.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to say that, but it almost feels like they're very, very... They're very, very aware of, we have the draft. Yeah. Let's make this an event for us having the draft and all these draft picks.
Well, I said this earlier. I think what is coming for them eventually.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Is this true? The Jacksonville Jaguars have released wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Woo!
This is from Adam Schefter, his verified account. Thank you. Friend of the program, Gary. I know Gary. Gary texted me. Thank you, Gary. I was not looking at my feed here. Now I see it. The Jaguars have released wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Okay. Well, two things I immediately think of. One, we talked about him last week a little bit. I'm going to be interested to see how they manage that because that was a big dead cap number for him. It was only 1 year after signing. Mm-hmm. And two, is he going to be the next name on our list that we went through a couple weeks ago of two-stint Bills? I don't really see a need for him in the room right now. They signed Elijah Moore. Like I think they're good on veteran receivers.
When you went through your list and said, here are the guys that were two stint Bills, and you said, who's the next? I texted you and said, I think maybe Gabe Davis. Because I didn't think this year, though. I thought maybe a year away. To me, it was Harrison Phillips and Gabe Davis were the top two guys that I thought of. The two guys that I could see playing another year or two and then coming back to Buffalo. As it stands right now, as this roster is constructed, I don't know if Gabe Davis fits in. And I will tell you this, though, okay? Yes, bullpen. Sorry, people. AC man. Sal just found out. LOL. Yes, I wasn't watching that. I was doing a radio show. But yes, we have it now. So I will tell you that, like, when Gabe left, because I had conversations with Gabe, and he said, I'd love to come back someday if that works out. Like, I love Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that'd be great to come back to Buffalo someday. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm, you know, spearheading that way anytime soon. But
yeah.
When Gabe left, it wasn't because Gabe Davis didn't want to be in Buffalo. I'll tell you that.
It was
because he got a nice offer and the Bills were moving on and weren't going to pay him that money.
And
right?
It happened to be near home for him.
Right. And he told me that he said to the Bills, he said to Brandon Bean, hey man, you know what? When you got some money, you got an opening, you know, you let me know if I'm, we'll see what we can do.
But I
just don't know if that fits now.
Because he's going to want to play.
Right,
and
that's right.
I don't know where he plays. Like, I'm not saying the Bills are, we just went through it. Like, they don't have a true number one. Like, there would be room for someone to come in over top. But Gabe Davis is going to do what for them now that they've signed Elijah Moore? You just ask him to come compete with Elijah Moore for the fifth spot on the depth chart. But now I'm throwing two times the guaranteed money, probably at that last fifth receiver spot that... You know, we talked about for the draft, and they didn't do it, and they signed more. So I don't really know how it fits. I think I'm a no, personally. I think that, one, I don't know that I'd really want to do it, and two, I feel like for him, even though he might want to come back to the Bills someday, that he could probably find another team that there would be a more clear path to playing.
Okay, let me ask you this. As we go to break, chew on this. Sorry, Josh. He said in our ear we have to go to break. Who is better on this roster, Gabe Davis or Curtis Samuel?
I would say Curtis Samuel.
Because
Curtis Samuel has a skill set that I would rather have for this team right now.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that part of it.
Even though there's the injury risk.
But I think because of what you didn't see from him last year, there's a conversation we had there if you want to talk about where, like, how he would fit in.
Yeah.
Like, well, is he better than Curtis Samuel? Would you rather have him? And I don't know if it's an either or because they paid Curtis Samuel some money.
Right.
You're not just moving on.
They'd have to kiss some money goodbye by doing that.
I'm just talking about the roster construction.
But the question is good based on, like, who would you rather have in your offense
right
this year?
Sorry, Josh.
803-0550 is the phone number. We can squeak a call in maybe very quickly on that if you want in extendo. But we'll come back and wrap things up and then get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal. That's coming up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, come meet Buffalo Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir. You can do that on Thursday, May 15th, so a week from tomorrow, from 5 to 6 at the Walden Avenue Verizon store. That's at 3393 Union Road in Cheektowaga. And while you're there, you can enter to win an exclusive Bills experience that will include tickets to the home opener, which we'll find out next week who the opponent is. Post-game field access is included as well, and a $250 gift card to the Bills Stadium store, courtesy of Verizon. So come meet Khalil Shakir. All right, so we're reacting to Gabe Davis being released by the Jaguars. The Jaguars paid Gabe Davis a $12 million roster bonus on March 12th.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Is what I'm reading. So, I mean, they put the money into him. This is a total football decision then by the Jaguars, right? And it's also a reaction to they maybe at the time didn't know they were getting Travis Hunter, who they have talked more about being a wide receiver than they have being a corner. Because really, like, for Davis in Jacksonville, he wasn't going to have much of a role there. Think about what he does, too. He runs a lot of routes down the field. They have Brian Thomas Jr., they have Travis Hunter, and they signed De'Ami Brown in free agency. So,
yeah, complete overhaul what they're doing there.
Complete overhaul. You brought this up in the break, and I think this is the favorite right now, is Davis and Pittsburgh. Because that, as of right now, that's the most open wide receiver room in the league. So it'll be tough to compete with a team like that that could give him maybe even a starting job out of the gates. But we'll see. I don't know what he thinks of Pittsburgh or what he would think about playing for a team where Mason Rudolph is the quarterback.
If I remember correctly when everything was happening, that the Steelers were one of the teams that I had heard. I know the Bears were interested when he was a free agent.
Yeah.
And I think the Steelers were also a little bit in on him.
Yeah.
The Bears were the – I think the Bears were like really heavily, and then I think I heard the Steelers had poked around.
Gotcha. All right. Playoffs tonight. Leafs and Panthers. No suspension for Sam Bennett. I have not seen Anthony Stolarz's status. I can't imagine he plays, though. Right? Like, I can't imagine he plays after throwing up on the bench like that and then going to the hospital. But we'll see. They haven't ruled him out as of 9 hours ago. And then NBA side of things. The NBA playoffs have been wild. Road teams are 5-0 in the second round. Tonight, on that side, you've got Knicks and Celtics. There you go. Knicks and Celtics, and the Nuggets and Thunder. Both good series. All right, stay tuned. Sal's got a Pittsburgh guest coming up.
Yeah, Adam Crowley, morning show host on The Fan of Pittsburgh. All right. Plus, Jeremy Kelly, who's a grew up here playing football in Western New York, was a star in Western New York football, worked for the Bills organization for a while. Now he's down in Carolina. He's bringing his football camp here to Buffalo. I saw him last night, but he's got a good football camp coming for kids, a lot of opportunity for kids. But we're going to catch up about football and promote the camp a little bit.
Awesome. Stay tuned for that. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way next. Before we go, Mother's Day is coming up. And be sure to get the ultimate pass to relaxation, renewal, and pure self-care bliss for Mother's Day with our Odyssey Self-Care Passport. 13 incredible experiences at select spas, gyms, and wellness centers that is valued at over $1,400. You can get it for over 70% savings at $375. Visit getmyperks.com to get yours while supplies last. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.